Well, that was so much fun. Weren't the girls lovely?
Interesting conversation. Yeah, that was good.
Very interesting. Yeah, I can't wait to go and try that out. Fran's been trying to get me to do it for a week. In fact, I've wanted to do it for weeks, but I haven't got around to it. You know, it's really warm in here today. Normally, it's very cold in our studio to keep all the equipment nice and cool, and everybody wears jumpers and scarves. I think everybody's going to be a little bit on the warm side today. Of course, I'm wearing a cardigan.
Yes, of course you are.
Yes, yeah. A bright coloured one, but I'm wearing a cardigan nonetheless.
But good to hear of a different style of exercise regime out there, because people, it's so easy for people to get bored going to the gym and going to, you say, you know, if they keep doing boot camp all the time and different style of things. It's just great to hear a variety of something new and different that people can get into.
And also, I think in the winter we get so excited because there seems to be so many more opportunities and you want to spend time outside. But when it gets to summer months like this and you wake up and even by the time you're ready to leave and you switch the AC off when you're leaving, it's so hot.
I think it's
the humidity just now. I don't know if it's hit us a little bit early. Because we had a great winter. I mean, we had a very long winter.
Lasted for
this year.
A long time. Yeah, it was fantastic. But yeah, it's just recently, it hasn't been too bad, but you're right, the humidity is the thing that's I've really noticed in the last week or two.
Yeah, it's not been great. Oh, well, I'm just going to have to go and buy... In fact, I am going to go and buy myself one of those outdoor fans with the water.
I'm doing exactly the same thing.
Great, let's go together this afternoon. Spinner and I will be shopping. Watch out. So, Damien, you've been very busy. You've got quite a few new projects on the go. What have you been up to exactly?
Yeah, well, I've been setting up a new business, essentially based around automotive consultancy, editorial business. So I had been working with the same magazine for the last 7 years in Dubai. So
wow.
I thought it was time to step away and do something new and
step away from the mag.
Exactly. Very pleased that I have, because there's a lot going on. It's been quite busy, and there's been. Which has been good for summer because it's involved a little bit of travelling to get away from the heat we're just talking about. So, I've just been over to the UK for a few days recently. Before that, was over in the States for launch of a new Cadillac in Beverly Hills, which was nice to see.
Actually,
I have to say that. But one thing, I won't go into detail with all that. But one thing I noticed though is the new IT car in Beverly Hills, Hollywood, and all that area, is this car called the Fisker Karma.
I've seen it. It's a sports car.
It's an all-electric sports car.
Yes.
And it's the one that you've seen probably on YouTube, that Justin Bieber's got a chromed one that recently got pulled over by the police. And it's become the car
old
of...
to drive?
I don't think so.
It's no, probably why he got pulled over.
Mum's car, I don't know. It seems to be the IT car that celebs have, but I didn't realise how many of them. And we in that one area saw two dealerships, and in one day I must have seen 9 cars on the road. Now these are 100% electric cars, stunning looking car, but surprising. I mean, obviously we won't see those here for quite a long time. You won't see them probably outside of California for a very long time.
Why?
Simply because I guess the there's a much bigger incentive to drive electric cars in the state of California at the moment.
Mm.
In terms of you get free parking, you get free use of bus lanes and transit lanes and all those kind of things. No, you don't pay tolls and all that sort of thing. So they do make it attractive for you to do it. And also there is that celeb pressure of social responsibility that started with the Prius, and you got celebs turning up in Priuses to events instead of...
But they were really ugly. What was that all about?
It was a very clever marketing campaign, possibly. I'm not sure. But, so that was just a little aside that I noticed when I was over there, that the electric car, that the Fisker Karma, is a big seller in California.
And if you haven't seen it, go and have a look on the internet, because it's actually really nice.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Great-looking car.
It's a stunning-looking car. So, that was there. Then went from that to the rain and everything in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And although it didn't rain the whole time I was there, which is nice, I was there the week before the British Grand Prix.
Mm.
I was glad to be not there at the British Grand Prix. We were at Silverstone, but we went to Goodwood.
Mm.
And I have to say, what a magnificent event that is.
It's a beautiful venue. Mm. And you were staying in a lovely hotel. I wasn't.
Yes.
And you were moaning. I wasn't.
I wasn't moaning about the hotel. In fact, it was actually a castle.
Yeah, I was going to say it was an estate, wasn't it? It was more of a manor than a hotel.
But it was only about 25 kilometres up the road, I think, and it took 2 hours to get in with the traffic.
Yeah.
Other people helicoptered in from...
They didn't give you a helicopter spinner?
No, unfortunately. Look, I had to settle with riding in the back of a Porsche, you know, Cayenne. So a Panamera. So I can't complain about being chauffeured in the back of a Porsche Panamera.
So you're moaning because you were...
I wasn't moaning.
You were chauffeured in rather than...
No, the thing I actually was moaning about was you need more time. I didn't realise the extent and how big Goodwood is.
Yeah.
And it's a three-day event, and you can use up every ounce of those 3 days and not see everything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I did two full days. The day that we were together, you kept dragging me away from the shopping area, which I wasn't best pleased about. But I realised that there were other aspects of being at Goodwood Festival of Speed that didn't involve shopping. I'm never going to forgive you, though.
There are.
There are. Yes. For those people who don't know what it is, Goodwood Festival, there's two main automotive attractions at Goodwood in a year. There's Goodwood Festival of Speed and Goodwood Revival. Goodwood is I don't even know how old it is, but it's still a family-owned, a stately home.
It's owned by the Earl of March. And
what happened to the Earl of February?
He's probably down the road.
Yeah.
But in fact, he hasn't owned a property for all that long. I think he bought the property in the 1970s or 80s.
Ah, I thought it was a family home.
And with it came the famous Goodwood racetrack over the back fence, where they did run the British Grand Prix in the 1950s a few times, and it's a very famous track, but it fell into disrepair. So he decided that he would restore it and run events there. Quickly realised that he didn't have the paperwork to actually just go out straight away and run an event.
Mm.
You need to go through certain procedures, obviously, to make sure that you can do that. So instead, he decided to have a hill climb up the driveway to past his house. And why not? You know, it started in 1993, I think.
Mm.
And opened it to some friends, invitation only.
That's amazing that it started in 1993, yeah. And it's this big already.
Even in 1994, I think it still got about 30,000 people there. Now, I believe the figures for 2012 when we were there was 250,000 people.
I know it was sold out.
Yeah.
I know you couldn't get
absolutely
tickets.
Incredible. And the great thing about it is that it's not competitive. There's every type of vehicle you can imagine, car and aircraft as well, parked over there as well. But the cars, motorsport cars, dating from the very first Grand Prix, 1901, up through to the current cars, the current Red Bull F1 cars, the Mercedes, the McLarens, and all the drivers were there, of course. But the great thing is that there's no money on offer, there's no prize money, there's no trophies. It's just a picnic environment.
Mm.
And there is one competitive section where they do go for a fast time up the hill. But it doesn't involve any of the F1 guys. It just goes for the fastest car of history. I mean, I think there was a mid-1990s Le Mans Jaguar that was going for the fastest time this year. But you've got people like Jenson Button, Lewis Hamilton, Mark Webber, Sebastian Vettel, all there just enjoying the environment, signing autographs, taking their car for a bit of a run. Fabulous. It's just something that you have to see to appreciate. And
yeah.
Very grateful that we could go there, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And how lovely. I mean, the setting is gorgeous anyway. There's some absolutely magnificent displays.
Mm.
And the weather actually stayed nice. I got burnt.
It held out, although it started to rain literally just as we were heading up to the start line to do our flying run up the hill. So we had a little bit of... a little bit of moisture and a bit of grease on the track when we went up. But otherwise, yeah, it was the rain kind of held out okay.
It's not bad. Which wasn't the same by Friday. I was invited to the Grand Prix and there was just no way I could go. Mm. I did actually go to Silverstone on Friday morning, like near Silverstone, and even trying to get through the roads at 9 o'clock in the morning was actually proving to be very difficult.
It was taking people 4 to 5 hours to get into to the circuit and Silverstone because the rain was so bad. I mean, they closed 50% of the car parks down on the Friday night, and then they people were literally camping on the roundabout, putting their trailers and caravans up on the roundabout out the front of the gate and just sleeping there.
Yeah, and they and by Saturday they basically told people that they were going to be turned away and don't bother turning up.
Yeah, which is unfortunate for the managers of the Grand Prix at Silverstone. They were actually telling 25,000 people who'd pre-purchased tickets to not come tomorrow, which was the Saturday.
Mm.
Fortunately, the weather held out. They had a They worked their best contingency plans, and then by Saturday night they said, okay, you can all come back for Sunday for the race, and they had some emergency procedures that worked out. But a lot of the paddocks are just waterlogged, and a lot of the paddocks are privately owned by farmers, and they open it up for a fee for £10, park your car all day. The farmer said no, not after, I think it was 2005 or 2006 when there was a major deluge as well, and it just tore the paddocks up, so a lot of the farmers weren't ready to go back down that path again. So it's unfortunate, but the race went ahead, but it was just good to be over there. It's just nice. Yeah.
Do you think that this will give Bernie another opportunity to moan about Silverstone and the fact that the British Grand Prix shouldn't be held at Silverstone?
He had a very quick dig. Yeah, he had a dig. Although he was very sympathetic to the people of Silverstone, to the BRDC, British Racing Drivers Club that owns it. Interesting interview between himself and Martin Brundle and Damon Hill, who are both members, and Damon's former president of the BRDC, also Derek Warwick, who's the current president of the BRDC, and they were interviewed on Sky TV, and it was interesting to see Bernie's reactions and their reactions to Bernie, but it was quite amicable at the end of it, because they understand that it was a force of nature. They have spent millions and millions of dollars to bring that place up to speed, but at the end of the day, it is in a field of paddocks.
It certainly is, and that's the joy of the British Grand Prix.